or yesterday. I'd never known a story like yesterday that had so many surprises. So many surprises. Both of them. But the two of the most important surprises were the surprise Peter had. Peter, who was so gloomy, thought God forgotten us. Totally forgotten us. No! God hasn't forgotten us. God sent Jesus, his son, the Son of God. God has forgotten us. What a lovely surprise. The second big surprise Peter got to know Jesus was that Jesus said, the most important thing is that all you know is that you've got dirty heart. You've got simple heart. And that was a surprise to Peter. He was surprised to find that he's got a dirty heart, a simple heart. That was a surprise, really. Now, today's story starts with Peter being very surprised again. Because you know what Jesus has said? Jesus has said, go and get me a donkey. And Jesus didn't say, now go and get me a donkey that's been well trained, that's going to behave itself. Jesus said, get me a donkey that nobody's ever ridden on before. So that's what Peter was expecting, aren't you? He was expecting just as Jesus said, and that's the one who's going to go, no! He got his legs and broke Jesus over his head. When Jesus sat in that donkey, the donkey was so quiet. The donkey knew who was his name. The donkey knew that it was the Son of God himself, his name. It was so privileged to have Jesus riding on it. And so Jesus rode into Jerusalem, and all the crowd came out and waved their palm trees, palm branches, and cried out to Jesus. They were so happy to see Jesus again. They still think Jesus was going to be their king. These are the people that wanted Jesus to give them bread. Many of them have been healed by Jesus. There was great excitement as he rode into Jerusalem. But Jesus was riding into Jerusalem. He was visibly happy with you. With all those people cheering him, but Jesus was riding into Jerusalem with a sad heart. His heart was sad for this reason. Many people around him were wanting him to be an ordinary king. And Jesus so wanted to be king of their hearts. He didn't want to just be on this earth. One day he'd die. But Jesus has thought about eternal life. And you want to be king of people's hearts forever. And to love him and know him as their special friend. Well, that day flew over and the time came for them to meet together in a room they hired. It's like sometimes a wedding, we hire a room in a hotel, don't we? But they hired a room. It was a special occasion. It was called the Passover. And every year, the Israelites used to keep this special occasion. Like, you keep your birthday each year, you have a party. Each Christmas, we keep Christmas each year, a special Christmas dinner. On this occasion, Passover, they had a special meal. And it was wonderful, Peter, because he knew tonight, after hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, they were once again going to remember the time when they had been slaves. They had once been in Egypt. They'd been in there many, many years, hundreds of years. Their children were drowned in the river. The men had to work from sunrise in the morning till sunset at night. And if they didn't work hard, they were beaten with whips. The people were starved very often. It was a hard life. And you know, the people then thought God had forgotten them again. They thought God had forgotten them. But then on that occasion, God sent a deliverer. He sent on that occasion Moses. Moses to lead them out and rescue them. And Moses rescued them with God's help from slavery. They'd been hopeless, but God came and rescued them. And so as they gathered here tonight, they remembered that great rescue. Tremendous rescue. And Peter was wondering, what if Jesus tonight will tell us how he's going to rescue us? What if Jesus will tell us tonight how he's going to deliver us? How he's going to give us eternal life and live in our hearts forever? Peter wasn't to be disappointed. He was soon to find out exactly how Jesus was going to be king of their life. an eternal life to live in their hearts. Jesus told it to them like this. He said, God is going to punish the shepherd. Jesus would call himself the shepherd. And indeed, you know what shepherds are? You have a man looking after a lot of sheep on the hillside. Now indeed, not like Indians, they often have wild animals. Great angry bears. Great angry lions. And occasionally, to protect his sheep, the shepherd would get killed trying to save his sheep. And Jesus was saying, I'm the shepherd. And the disciples were like sheep, weren't they? And he said, God is going to punish me, the shepherd, instead of you, the sheep. The sheep are the ones with the dirty heart. You're the one with the simple heart. I've got a clean heart. God is going to punish me. And the shepherd was so, so sad. Jesus was talking about dying. Deliverers don't usually die, do they? If you get someone who's going to deliver you and rescue you, they don't usually die, do they? Jesus went on to say, and I'm going to rise again, I'm going to go to heaven, and I'm going to give them my spirit to live in your heart. But they were also sad, they weren't listening anymore. Peter, they couldn't listen. Peter, they couldn't listen. Peter couldn't take it. His men migrated back the last 3 years. They had a wonderful time with Jesus. Hey, do you remember, Peter would say, that time when Jesus fed 5,000 people? He'd say, do you remember that time when we were on the sea at the wrath of dawn? Jesus came, and whoosh! Everything stopped. So quiet. Do you remember the time Jesus came and made my mother swallow them again? That time he carved out that evil spirit out of the man in the synagogue? All the things. Oh, now Jesus is talking about dying. This can't be wrong. And then Jesus went on to them and say, now, he said, you've been with me all this time. Where I'm going now and what I'm going to do, you can't come with me. You can't share that with me. Peter now beside himself. And he says, why can't I come with you? I'll die for you, Jesus. I love you so much. And Jesus said, do you die for me, Peter? Peter? Isn't he happy? Now that the last confession of this one. Before the cock will crow, 3 times tomorrow morning, you would have said you don't know me. You would have said you don't know me 3 times. So he got a cup called Crow for a morning. Come on, no, no! Peter was saying he didn't even know Jesus. And yet Peter's now saying he wants to die for Jesus. Wonder who's right. Is Jesus right or Peter right? We'll see. And all the people looking around the table were looking at Peter. Wonder if Peter knows what he's talking about. Wonder if Peter would rather do that. And at the end of that meal, very sad at heart, they banged him together. They went out into the dark streets of Jerusalem. They walked out through the city gates. They walked down a valley across the little stream. They walked up the other side of the hill where the olive trees were. It was a dark night. There were eerie shadows everywhere. It was quiet. They could hear the wild dog barking in the distance. Quite scary. And Jesus said, the disciples, stay here. He said, I've got to pray. I've got to pray. He said to Peter, James, John, come with me. Peter, James and John went with Jesus. And then Jesus said, Lord, he said to them, it's a very dark night. He said, stay here and watch. Stay here and watch. Keep an eye on them. I'm going to pray. Jesus went on a little further. Jesus fell on the ground. And he started praying something like that. Father, he said, Father God, he said, if it's possible, can you let this suffering pass from me? Is there some other way? I've always had a clean heart. I just can't bear the thought of having people sin in my body when you punish me. I can't bear the thought of having their sin. I've never known sin before. anything. I've got a lovely clean heart, Father. And then to be beaten and be crucified, Father, that pain is going to be awful. Is there any other way, Father? But not what I want, but what you want, Father. We so love Peter. We so love the disciples. We so love all those people that we're going to save and bring to heaven with us. And I know that the only way Peter can be saved, the only way his sins can be forgiven, the only way that dirty heart can be made clean, if I die on the cross. Father, your will be done. And then Jesus came back to Peter, James, and John. Big bold Peter, who said he was going to die with Jesus, had gone to sleep. Jesus said, Peter, come on. And then Jesus said, I've got to go and carry on praying. Please stay awake. Watch. Keep watch. Jesus went away and prayed again. Do the word today. And he came back again after that now, and Peter was. That's for Jesus, how sad he must have been. He was going to do so much for Peter, and Peter couldn't even stay awake for him. And Jesus went away one more time, three times altogether, and prayed again for Peter and his disciples, and all of us that would actually trust in Jesus. He came back again, and Peter was. And Jesus said, wake up. He said, my time has come. And as they stood up, they could hear noises in the distance. And they could see and hear an angry mob coming. Hundreds of them. Hundreds of soldiers. Angry men. Carrying flaming torches. And they were going to get caught, they were going to get killed. An angry mob, you don't want to fall in the hands of an angry man. I get scared up and down the road at night and I see three or four people standing on the pavement. Hundreds of men. They were scared. Do you know what Jesus did? He walked straight up to them. He said, who are you looking for? They said, Jesus of Nazareth. He said, I am he. It was just like being on the sea that night of the storm. He just went quiet. And most of them just fell down on their faces in front of Jesus. They were speechless. Because they realized Jesus was saying the very thing that he was God. He said, I am indeed. And quiet. Jesus, he said, walk through me, but now be rescued in the faith. The priest was to be disappointed. But Jesus said again, yes. I am indeed. Come on. And Jesus gave himself to them, so he could be taken away and killed. Peter wasn't having it. He wasn't going to have to move it. He had a bit of courage in his heart, and the other disciples were. Running away by now. He's got his sword, and as the man came here, he went to chop his head. He wasn't a very good chop. All he managed to do was chop off his heel. And he chopped it off his head. Jesus turned around to Peter, and Peter told him, did Peter have one? Look what Jesus was doing. And Jesus said to Peter, Peter, put your sword away. Don't you think I could call thousands of angels to come and rescue me? Don't you understand, Peter, who I am? I could be rescued by angels tonight. And then he healed the fellow. Jesus put the ear back on the side of that man's head and healed him. That man had come to arrest Jesus and murder him. Jesus was kind to him and healed him. Well, Jesus was taken away. He was led away to the high priest's house. He's facing the priest. But these priests hated Jesus because Jesus had said they got dirty hearts. They got sinful hearts. And they wanted Jesus dead. And Jesus was dragged into the high priest's house and he started to be beaten up badly. Hitting him, spitting at him, cursing him. Peter didn't run right away. Although he was fighting in the shadows, he managed to come round and he found there was a fire burning in the entrance to the high priest's house. And he joins a group of men round the fire. And they're joking about Jesus. That makes Jesus feel quite sad. They're laughing at Jesus, and Jesus being quite frightened. Then one of them turns around and says, "Hey, you! You know this Jesus?" Jesus sees all the eyes around the fire looking at him. They all stop talking. It's gone quiet. They're all looking at him. And Jesus says, "They carry on chatting. After a little while, things are not to be talking with them. I am sorry, Peter. Peter lived here with this type of people. He laughed in trouble, wasn't he? Suddenly again, somebody said, "You roll with Jesus. I can tell by your voice. You roll with Jesus." And now Peter's really afraid, because everybody stopped talking again, and they're all looking at Jesus. At Peter. They're all looking at Peter. And Peter says, "I never know him. I wasn't one of his disciples." This time, they're not quite so sure, and they carry on looking at Peter. They carry on looking at Peter, and they say, "All right," and they carry on chatting. But Peter begins to move away from the fire because it's getting a bit awkward there. But then, somebody else sees him and says, "Hey, I do recognize you. You were one of Jesus' disciples." And Peter says again, swearing this time, swearing, "I didn't know Jesus." And then, cock-a-doodle-doo, the cockerel crows. How many times? Three times. And Peter suddenly remembers what Jesus had said. That he'd say he didn't know him, and that he would say he didn't know him three times. And Peter looked around, and perhaps Jesus was looking at him. So Jesus needed to see him, and perhaps Jesus had turned around. Jesus knew what was happening. Although Jesus was being beaten up, spat upon, treated so badly, Jesus was being beaten up so badly, Jesus had a heart of love for Peter, and he knew what was going on. And he looked around and he could have looked at Peter, and Peter might have seen him looking at him. What would Jesus' eyes look like? I think it would be sad eyes. Kind eyes. And Peter went out crying his heart out. A grown man, a fisherman, a brave fisherman, crying. He was heartbroken. He failed Jesus. He let Jesus down. But then he felt that often happens. People often try to do good. And when they try to do good in their own strength, they never manage to please God. It is an absolute failure. And the hours passed by, Jesus was crucified. Jesus died. They murdered Jesus. God punished the shepherds for the sheep. Disciples hide away in different rooms in the town because they're afraid they might get caught. They're all very gloomy. Peter's among them. Very sad. What's going to happen? Jesus is dead. Jesus that we thought would deliver us from the enemy is dead. Jesus that we thought would bring us back to God is dead. I wish I could have gone on to Peter. I wish I could have locked on the door and said, "Peter, haven't you been listening to what the rabbis have been reading in the synagogue? Some of the prophets a long time ago said that if Jesus, God, was going to save you from your sins, then he would send the Messiah to be punished. He would send the Messiah to be wounded for our sins. He would send the Messiah to be beaten because of our sins. And that God would lay on the Messiah the punishment for all our sins." Peter, you shouldn't be surprised. But I wasn't there to tell you, Peter, that. You should have remembered it. You didn't. They all felt helpless. They all felt it was the end. The end. Jesus was laid in a tomb. And a great stone was rolled to the tomb. And 16 soldiers were placed on guard of the tomb. In case anybody came to steal the body. But unknown to anybody, disciples finding a way over that weekend, gloomy, frightened, hopeless. Early on the morning, first day of the week, very early, right, it's still dark, yes. Something happens that nobody knew anything about. It's a great earthquake. The soldiers were struck down as if they were dead. And Jesus rose from the dead. Jesus rose from the dead, just as he said. They forgot all about that. Jesus rose from the dead. Jesus, the great Messiah, the great deliverer, the God that said, has beaten something, has beaten an enemy far greater than the Romans. People thought the Romans were a great enemy, the most powerful people in the world, the most powerful army in the world. But Jesus has beaten something far more powerful than the Romans. He's beaten death. He's beaten death. That's why Jesus, Peter said, Jesus, you have the words of eternal life. Because Jesus beat death. That's why if we trust in Jesus, we too can have eternal life.